Hearing is condition use 2127, Wine Works LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an event venue to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore, Hudson, Sussex County, containing 25.60 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Blackwater Road, approximately 1,007 feet north of Burbage Road. The 911 address is 32512 Blackwater Road, Frankfurt. The tax map is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 53. For the record, staff would submit a site plan, a staff analysis, and the DLDOT service level evaluation results. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Come on forward.
Good evening. My name is Adrian Mobilia. I reside at 35542 Cypress Point Trail, Millville. I'm sure you guys want to get home and try to be very brief. Can I approach and give this?
Okay.
There's just a couple copies of the real work.
Okay.
I didn't know about all
the... Yeah, there's a 10-day requirement.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I can just talk to it, and it's real simple.
Yeah, it looks like just outlining what you're going to say.
It is, yes.
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead and we'll pass it out. Let me ask this. Is there anybody here with an interest in this application? Just anyone? Anyone? Mr. Hudson? No,
want to just quit then?
No. You need to make a No, I was asking just because I wanted to make sure
if there was
anybody, you know, that would need to see this since it wasn't in 10 days before. Being that there's not, there's no prejudice to doing it tonight. So,
okay. Real quick, just kind of go through why we're here. The state of Delaware recognizes Delaware Farm Wineries as an agricultural entity. Currently, the site is on a piece of property zoned AR1, which it had to be. What I found out after the fact is that the planning and zoning permitted uses for AR1 properties have some differences from what the Delaware Farm Winery license permits me to do as normal activities and what wineries traditionally do throughout the state and the country. So basically, I'm here requesting conditional use as an event venue just to shore up those differences and continue doing what we're doing today. If you go to the next page, how did we get here? March, we sent in the preliminary site plan. In May of 16, you guys approved it. November, our CO was issued. We opened business. By spring of 17, business was growing. Customers were yearning for something else to do. They want to have a place to go hang out, mingle, socialize, et cetera, et cetera. So we began doing different things to fulfill the customers' wants, such as live entertainment indoors and outdoors, food trucks, craft nights, weddings, baby showers, et cetera, et cetera. And in September of 17, I was notified by planning and zoning that some of the activities were actually not permitted on an AR1 zone piece of property. So at which point I panicked and called Janelle, and we had some discussions and said, well, what do I do? And she basically recommended that filing a conditional use would be the cleanest, most correct way to clean up the situation. And then December of 17, I officially made that application. And here we are today. Some quick guidelines that I anticipated you guys might be asking about. We have a very large oversized septic system because it was designed for weddings of large people. We have 54 dedicated parking spots plus plenty of overflow in the side and the back. Most of the events we've had and continue to have will be between 20 and 150 people, so we're not talking thousands of people. Our internal limit that we cut things off at just because we feel we don't want to handle something more is 200 people, and that's for outdoor events. Obviously, indoors, a lot less. We're legally permitted to be open to 1 a.m., and we, however, have an internal policy where we don't want to be there after 11, so we cut things off at 10:30. When we have events, normal business, we close at 6 or 7. Next page, we're involved in the community, the chambers, the tourism. We're on the Delaware Wine and Ale Trail. We're also a founding member of the Delaware Wineries Association. And a little bit about what we contribute to the economy. When we opened, we had one full-time person and 5 part-time. Today, I have 3 full-time and 10 part-time. We've paid over $7,300 to date in excise taxes to the state of Delaware, and we've contributed $2,200 to date to local charities. So basically, if you guys were to grant this conditional use, it would allow us to continue doing exactly what we're doing today and continue forward with the business. And that's all I have.
Okay. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we will start with Mr. Hudson.
Very familiar with the location and the application, and I'm okay with the application. Thank you.
No questions.
Ms. Wheatley?
No questions.
Thank you.
Mr. Hopkins?
No questions.
Thank you.
Ms. Hoistinson? No. Very well-run operation. It looks very neat from driving by, so well done. Mr. Whitehouse?
One quick question.
Sure.
The external events, are they using external amplified sound, as in music?
Live entertainment does. We set them up on our patio, and then the guests sit in the yard. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Ms. Corwell?
None, thank you.
Mr. Robertson?
None, thanks.
Very good. If you have a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has any interest in your application. Does anyone here like to speak in favor of conditional use 2127 Wineworks LLC? In favor. Anyone like to speak in opposition to this application? Seeing no one stand, anyone else have any other questions? Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening, see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. So that's all of our public hearings. Our first item of other